Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome home, Brains. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of On the Edge with April Mahoney and a teachable moment. This is teachable moment number 21. So I create these conversations. These are things that I think about, things that I hear going on in the world, things that I observe. I want to share them with you, bounce them off you, see what you think, how you respond to them, see if you can apply some of the wisdom that I pour into your brain. It's some soul food. I try to feed you some good stuff. So today, the question is, how do you see yourself? Are you a one-trick pony? Now, that is a person or a thing with only one special feature, talent, or area of expertise. They're limited, scary, fearful. They lack ambition. They have to be told how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. They're good followers, but they're not so much leaders. They're folks that are overshares. They're not perceived as very strong, but they are very valuable because we always need people that are consistent. How about a stallion? Do you see yourself as aggressive, confrontational? You're not weak or aloof. You're a stud muffin. You're perceived as a sexy, attractive human being, mostly because of your well-developed muscles, or maybe you're a male stud. Are you strong and dominant, but sometimes overbearing and controlling, bunctious, wild, powerful, sleek, yet charming and cunning? Oh, yes, you're smart. Given a chance, you will break out and lead the herd. But you got to be careful because there's always somebody that wants to put a lasso around your neck and try to tame you. Or are you a jackass? Now, don't underestimate the jackass, okay? They do a lot of the heavy lifting. Their person or personality traits are no frill, aloof, slow, more laid back. Again, they do the heavy lifting. And if you don't pay attention, they will kick you right in your ass if you ain't paying attention. But they're also underappreciated, and they do have a can-do attitude and a strong work ethic. So there's pros and cons in each one of these personality types. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a self-inventory, and don't be too harsh on yourself. Yes, this is a reality test, but again, look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, where do I fall in line? Which one of these characteristics fit my personality? Do I have a lot of self-limiting beliefs and self-judgment and criticism? Am I attracting the right or the wrong type of people in my space, energy? Do these people that I attract value and honor, respect my time? Is it a win-win situation that is determined by two people and not just one? Is there a mutual level of interest and what I'm doing versus what they're doing? Or is it all about them and I'm doing the heavy lifting? Or is it all about me and I'm slighting other people? Do I have an aerial view of the world? Do I have the big picture? Can I see the forest for the trees? Am I optimistic? Am I enthusiastic? Can I walk and chew gum at the same time? You know, Mr. Magnificent cracks me up all the time. He says, baby, don't believe in that multitasking stuff. He says, you need to devote your attention to one specific project at a time so that you can give it your all. Now, a multitasker is a person that deals with more than one task or one thing at the same time. But then if they do that, something falls short. Are you a collaborator? Do you pull your resources together? Now, people may look at this in a business context, but I'm in the people business. So I'm talking about you personal life, your professional life, your love life, your relationship with your children, the relationship with God. All of these things are a collaborative effort, and you need to pull all your resources together. Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself some of the previous questions I just asked you. When you tell me that you are all in, I believe you. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in penetration. I know that you can make a difference when you put your mind to it, when you think about it, when you manifest it. You can taste it on your tongue. When you really have an ambition or you really have a goal or you have an objective that you're going to go on that Disney cruise, you save every penny that you have for that. When you say, I'm going to look for a new job, you go out there, you search the internet, you connect your networking group, you go on these other, like LinkedIn and all these other great websites to really put yourself out there. And that's what you have to do. If you're shy and you're looking for a mate, you got to put yourself out there. Women, you got to learn how to flirt again, how to bat those eyelashes that you just paid $75 for. Really? How to pout that mouth on that pretty $25 lipstick that's all over your lips. How to cross your legs and sit there and look sexy if you are 220 pounds or if you are 110. You need to feel confident. You need to throw your shoulders back, lift your head up, and breathe. It's not just about going into a corporate environment. The world is a jungle. The world is a corporate environment. And so you have to figure out with the board of directors that's running around in your head what is important, how you want to proceed, how you want to deliver it, what you want to change, what you want to invest in, and what you want to get a return on your investment for. It's all about working smarter, not harder. I tell people that all the time. In this day and time, we've got to move volume, be it the amount of love that we get, be it amount of the self-care that we give to ourselves, be it the attention that we give to our children, be it the investment that we make in our business, or even sometimes just sitting down being silent is a great investment. You've got to market and showcase your diversity in every medium possible. When you're on Facebook or social media, look your best, or at least try to. Deliver a speech or a presentation that's crafted, that people have some real takeaways, that they really have some value in what you're saying. You're talking about creating programs and being coaches for people to help mentor their lives, their personal life, their financial life, their spiritual life, you know, their recreation, their health and wellness, all of those things. You need to be diversified in your marketing. You need to be on social media, you need to be print, you need to be audible, you need to be on websites, you need to be on landing pages. You need to be out there promoting yourself to attract what you want, because if you're not out there, no one will be able to find you. Again, it's baby steps, one foot in front of the other, marching towards, or should I say prancing, towards your goal. Making an investment and cash flow, that's always going to be there. It's not about the money. The money will generate itself. If I can really kind of get you to understand that and embrace that, you would really see the abundance start to flow. Just put that to the back burner. Work on yourself. Work on your creativity. Work on your energy. Work on your spirituality. All of these things are going to help draw what you need, because you're going to be prepared. You're making the investment in yourself. Look at your lifestyle, you know. Is it crazy? You're out there hanging out at the bar all the time looking for a husband. I don't know. Or sometimes you're at the church all the time and you're ignoring your husband. Or sometimes you're in front of that television screen and you haven't picked up a book. Or what about sitting there watching an exercise show and you haven't picked up a weight? All of these things are very important. They help you scale up. They help you level up. They help you reach a measurable amount of success. You know, clowning and trying to shut folks down is not going to work either. When you become overly aggressive, or you become someone that is a naysayer or a negative Nelly, okay, I can't take those kind of people. I will friends cleanse you like a colonic enema. I got to get rid of it. Because you're doing way too much, okay, of stuff that's not enough. So I wanted to run those by you. I want you to think about, you know, what category you fall in. What are some of your personality traits? Are you a one-trick pony? Are you a stallion? Or are you a jackass? No matter what, baby, I love you because you are a brain and you are here corralled with me on the edge. So we're going to saddle up. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I got a bunch of them for you. More teachable moments on how to network. Are you a thought leader? Entrepreneurial thing? How to even get your kids up out of your house, okay, when they too grown that they don't have their own. So, again, thank you so much for following me here on The Edge. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the usual hotspots. I love you, brains. Be good to yourself. Bye-bye.